Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from District Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DMX. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Garrett Ainsworth. Now, Garrett, we're following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, Thursday, February 4th. This is a big stepping stone for the company because you have just received your drill permits for this Tom Tebow property located in Sweden, and you outlined some drill plans, the initial 5,000 meter program that the company is going to undertake here in the near term. Now, again, this is the company's first pass at this project. It is a historic mine. There's a lot of follow-up, let's call them targets or drill holes, historic drill holes that the company has isolated into what looks like four main target zones for this 5,000 meters. I will be posting the link to this news release so all of you can follow through the news release and look at some of the historic drill results. But let's start with just a broad comment here, Garrett, on the overall plans, the goals of this initial 5,000 meters at Tom Tebow.
Yeah, definitely, Corey. So, you know, we've got about a kilometer of strike length with mineralization that's been outlined from past mine workings or historic drill holes at the Tom Tebow mine. So we're going to be following up on the four main zones within the mine. And we're going to be following up on specific historic holes that are missing assay data. Quite often they only assayed for copper or maybe just the base metals, and they didn't assay for silver or gold. So that'll be a big piece of what we're doing. And some of our targets are as shallow as 40 meters in getting that data. We'll also be doing infill between existing historic holes and stepping out along strike as well as, you know, at depth is because it's absolutely wide open. And another aspect of this program that's never been done at the historic Tom Tebow mine is that there's never been downhole EM surveys, electromagnetic surveys. For whatever reason, this actually wasn't really done in the Bergslagen district until the 1990s. And it was done at Boliden's Garpenberg mine. And it was really a crucial survey that was done that helped them to discover some blind deposits, which took Boliden's Garpenberg from near closure to a tier one asset. So that's kind of the main objectives of what we're going to be doing in about a month or so.
So let's go through some of these targets then. Starting at the top of this news release, we have Oscarsgruven, that zone. It's four holes, 800 meters. Again, all of these zones are in a way following up on historic drill holes. As you said, some infill, some step out. What are the targets here at this Oscarsgruven zone?
Yeah, so there's a number of high-grade polymetallic intercepts. I mean, historical 65002 had about 4.5 meters of 195 grams per ton silver, you know, 7.8% zinc, 3% lead, and then it also had some gold and copper in it. But the main targets here were going after sphalerite galena mineralization, massive sulfides that are very silver, zinc, and lead rich. Again, wide open at depth from the 200 meter level and along strike. So we'll be testing to see what the depth extent especially is in the Oscarsgruven zone.
So the next target zone is the Steffensberg zone. This is eight holes, 2,100 meters. So a bit bigger of a program here. Almost half of the total drilling is going to be focused on this zone. Some of the historic drill results here, you have a blend of everything from silver, gold, zinc, lead, and copper. What's going to be the focus here at this Steffensberg zone?
Steffensberg's are really exciting. It's probably the top zone for us to focus on. It's actually at the hinge of the mineralization, and it shows some really wide blowouts of high-grade polymetallic mineralization. There's where the 200 meter exploration drift went through a zone that looks like it's about 30 meters wide. Unknown if that's the true width, but it's probably pretty close considering it's steeply dipping. Again, it's a very, very much a silver, zinc, lead rich zone, wide open at depth. And yeah, we've got some really exciting holes to follow up on here. So, I mean, one of the ones from this area that I looked at myself when I went and do my due diligence about a year ago in Sweden was 65001. And that was about 4.7 meters of, 200 grams per ton silver, 0.9 grams per ton gold, 14% zinc, 7% lead, and then a little bit of copper in it as well. So, I mean, when you add up the silver equivalent to that, it's over 1,000 grams per ton silver equivalent or 28% zinc equivalent. So it's a very significant interval and, again, wide open. So we're really looking forward to coming into this area in particular.
So one of the things that I'm seeing in some of these historic drill results is some of the holes, or the one especially that you outlined there, the 65001, that was a drill hole from surface. There's been a number of underground drill holes too. If I understand correctly, this year's drill program is going to happen all at surface, or are you going to be able to go underground?
Correct. All drilling will be done from surface. We won't be going underground. It's the workings are all flooded. And I don't really see any need to try to open that up and create a lot of extra cost, especially when, today we can do directional drilling, and I think that could serve even better than trying to go underground.
All right, let's move on to the next zone, Gardensgruvens zone. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but five holes, 1,500 meters here. A lot of the past results, I'm seeing copper, some high-grade copper intersections, including over 11% copper over 4 meters. This looks a bit more like a simply copper target. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And you'll notice from our news release, for the most part, it's only copper assays that were analyzed. They just saw chalcopyrite and they didn't even bother analyzing it for silver or gold, which we know there's quite a bit associated with that copper in there. So this Gordsgruven was kind of one of the first zones that was historically mined. It has open pits where they were mining out, 20 meter seams of massive chalcopyrite copper mineralization. It's open at depth and along strike. There's some very significant drilling that was done underneath the pit in the 1916, about 4 meters of almost 12% copper, and at a depth of like 52 meters. So it's going to be a lot of fun to follow up on this zone. And being that it's very conductive type mineralization, it should really work well with the downhole electromagnetic survey that picks up conductive bodies and will really give us justification for coming in and drilling, much deeper holes, even, quite a ways beneath the 200 meter exploration drift that is there.
Okay. So I think that's important to note too. This is really just early on first pass work that you're using too. It sounds like just further refine the next drill program, but we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. Final target here that is outlined, this Gramlagruven zone, four holes, 600 meters. Give us a few insights here, please.
Absolutely. So Gramlagruven zone, it's also kind of coalesces with Rodsbergsgruven, which means red rock mine. And so obviously there was a lot of sulfides that have oxidized at surface, and there's two historic pits that went down about 20 meters or so, and then just two drill holes. But what we saw in the drill holes, mostly they just analyzed for copper, but there was one intercept of 2.3 meters in hole 56. So 1956, it was drilled 56003, where they had 21% zinc, 5% lead, and 0.6% copper. Now, they didn't analyze for silver or gold, but we know when you get 5% lead, quite often your silver number is quite high. So these two intercepts are wide open in all directions, and very shallow intercepts, like down at 50 meters. So it's going to be a really good area for us to come in and try to build some tonnage. And we actually, found from a report from 1983, well after any of the drilling had been done at the Tom Thibault mine, they indicated that this area was high priority. So amongst a few others.
Okay. Hey, very interesting. I look forward to, well, getting that drill program going and then also seeing what some of those results yield for you. Let's also talk about one news release that came out in about the middle part of January. You appointed a new country manager, Hein Rat. What's the significance of this? You and I were chatting off mic, and you did want to highlight him. So please give us some insights into the significance here.
Absolutely. I mean, a company is only as good as the people it keeps. And I mean, Hein, I've been working with him right from the get-go about a year ago on Tom Tebow. He was responsible for doing a lot of the historical compilation work. He worked for Boliden for 8 years. Four of those years was specifically in the Bergslagen mining district, which is where our Tom Tebow project is. So his knowledge of the region, he consults with EMX Royalty quite a bit as well. So he spent much of his time in Sweden and most importantly in the Bergslagen as well. So with him and also as a consultant, Rodney Allen, both working together on this project. Rodney Allen, I've mentioned before, played a large role in, you know, developing Boliden's Garpenberg mine and making some significant discoveries. It's just crucial to have these kind of people involved in the project. And then, you know, we've been building up the technical team in preparation for our drill program, junior geo, senior geo, geotechs. So it's all come together quite nicely.
All right, Garrett, just wrap us up with a quick comment on cash in the bank and what the budget is for this 5,000-meter program, please.
Yep, definitely. So we've got about 5.2 million cash, and we're looking at 5,000 meters that we'll start drilling end of this month or beginning of March. That should take us through till early May, and then we'll be looking to set up another drill program thereafter. But the cost of the drill program will be about 1.5 million. It's about $300 a meter all in. So we've definitely got a good buffer and won't have to finance if we don't have to.
Yeah, perfect. And then it'll be all about moving into the next drill program. But first things first, we will follow up as we get some more news out of this drill program. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of District Metals. So if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me fleck@kereport.com. Garrett, appreciate your time on this Friday. I hope you have a nice weekend.
Thanks very much, Corey. Yeah, talk to you soon.